you, Michelle. And now it's time for our mini-set with the inimitable and unique and delightful Drew Stevens, wonderful supporter of open mics and a very, very, very fine performer, too. Please welcome Drew Stevens.
Ticky tacky taco, ticky maybe. Ticky tacky taco, military. Ticky tacky taco. 77 Nason Street. You must have, most of you have heard about the open mic at the Maynard Library at 77 Nason Street. Apparently, many people who are not here tonight possibly have heard about it and are intending to go to that. Sorry. But it'll all work out in the end. It'll all even out. You know, but it's going to be like a totally listening acoustic room at the library in Maynard. 7 o'clock sign up, 7:30 music. Let me tell you about my scarf, my coat, and my hat. It's a long tapered hat with a tassel. It's no hassle. It's a hat with a tassel at the end of a thing. Whenever I wear it, I look like a ding-a-ling. Like a scarf, it wraps around 6 or 7 times. I wouldn't trade it for 1,000,000 dimes. I like my hat. I like my hat. I like my hat. I have a big coat my big brother wore. It could hold 2 kids and another more. It's kind of yellow-green, I don't know the shade. But my 3-kid coat looks like old lemonade. I like my coat. I like my hat. I like my coat. My coat and hat. My grandma knits a nifty scarf, but darn, she must have used yards and yards of yarn. It wraps around from head to toe, like a furry anaconda with a friendly boa bow. I like my scarf, I like my coat, I like my hat, I like my scarf, my coat and hat. I wrapped up an hour getting out the door, looking like an Eskimo child times 4. When of course that quart of cocoa kicked right in. When the party calls, sometimes the kid can't win. I turned right around, shed my scarf, coat, hat, and everything else in 20 seconds flat. My grandma knits a nifty scarf, but darn, I have a coat my big brother's worn. My hat has a tassel at the end of a thing. Wherever I go, this is what I bring. They keep me warm when it's very, very cold. I'm gonna keep 'em till I'm very, very old. Whenever I wear 'em, then I'm feeling fine. Whenever I wear 'em, then I'm feeling fine. I like my things 'cause they're mine, all mine. I like my scarf. I like my coat. I like my hat. Did I mention my scarf? What about my coat and hat? I like my scarf, coat, hat. And that's that. So as part of my foray into family music, I'm playing mostly family songs, all family songs tonight, because they get recorded and I can show people what I'm doing. Because I haven't done anything yet to actually show them what I'm doing for families. This is a brand new song. Let's see how it goes. I dropped my fishing book, kerplop, in the ocean. Lost my book on how to fish. Now the fish act fishy round here. Acting smart, suspicious fish. Untying my knots, stealing my fishing worm and hook. They never took my hook until they took a look in my book. Did fish learn not to bite but steal my hook from reading my book? It's absurd. Have you heard that fish read books? Well, fish do have bright eyes and learn to swim in a school. Are they reading my book? Can fish learn to make me look like a fishing fool? By reading a book, the big fat tangled mess they tie in my fishing line looks like a hamster's nest. I cry. No fair, that book was mine. My lost book taught twisted fish to intertwine twin tangled. Oh, it's a line that I can't sing yet. I can't wait to find my lost wet and soggy book. Smart fish reading a book about fishing, learning how not to get caught, studying my Boy Scout handbook. Smart fish know that a worm on a hook is no good, for I'm reading a book. Smart fish stay in a school like a schoolie should, with a book bag and my book tucked underneath their fins. As they swim by, laughing at me, I look for my book. They squirt salt water in my eye. Can't wait to get my hands on that lost wet and soggy book. Will I ever catch a fish again? Who is smarter now, the fisherman or educated fish staying off my supper dish? Smart fish reading a book about fishing, learning how not to get caught, studying my Boy Scout handbook. I have had my fill of bookish fish. Don't even like the taste of smart fish on my dish. If I had my wish, I would not catch fish. I would catch my Boy Scout handbook. Smart fish reading my book about fishing, learning how not to get caught, studying so they won't bite my hook. I don't know how much more I can take. They know every move that I make. They've been studying my Boy Scout handbook. I don't know how much more I can take. Now they tell me to go jump in a lake. They've been studying my Boy Scout handbook, learning not to get caught, studying so they don't bite my hook. Smart fish are reading a book about fishing, learning not to get caught, studying my Boy Scout handbook, my Boy Scout handbook. On my knees begging fishes please. No fish in the freezer, it's full of cheese and peas. Surely I can catch my Boy Scout handbook.
I believe in a happy ever after with a little bit of laughter. I believe in a happy ever after with a little bit of laughter.
I believe that you can learn this chorus with a bit of practice, not a bit of fuss. Let's just remember, line one is better for higher women's voices. Line two is too low and better man wise. Repeat the same line or both. Make your choices like a two-part round. The two lines harmonize. Let's learn line one. I believe in a happy ever after. I believe in a happy ever after. I believe in a happy ever after. Alright, 9-2. With a little bit of laughter. With a little bit of laughter. With a little bit of laughter. Little bit of. Alright, excellent. Here we go. I believe in a happy ever after. With a little bit of laughter. I believe in a happy ever after. With a little bit of laughter. It makes me glad to make you smile. Thought you'd like to know. So let's stay and laugh a while. Just until our faces glow. I believe in a happy ever after. With a little bit of laughter. I believe in a happy ever after. With a little bit of laughter. A friend just played a joke on me. You just won't believe what she did. Just to make me smile. I believe in a happy ever after. With a little bit of laughter. I believe in a happy ever after with a little bit of laughter. And I love the jokes you tell. Who can tell a joke so well? Remember when we laughed and fell, rolling on the floor. I believe in a happy ever after with a little bit of. Going when I'm sad and feeling blue, I can always laugh with you. When I hear you laughing too, I can't stop the whole night through. We can't stop the whole night through. Laugh with me. I'll laugh with you. Thank you all so very much.
One more hand, please, for Drew Stevens. So we're